Chapter 1. What were the dinosaurs? If you had a time machine and could journey back millions of years to Earth's distant past before mankind existed, you would reach an age called the Mesozoic era. This incredibly distant time is known as the Age of Reptiles because the planet was ruled by reptiles. The reptiles that lived on land and dominated all other land creatures are known as the dinosaurs. This name means terrifying lizards. At the same time, other groups of reptiles dominated the skies and the oceans. A group of flying reptiles called pterosaurs swooped through the air, while giant marine reptiles patrolled the oceans. There were also more familiar reptiles that we know today, lizards, crocodiles and turtles, along with creatures such as fish, frogs and insects. Dinosaurs shared certain similarities with their land, air and ocean-dwelling cousins. Like all reptiles, dinosaurs had a scaly, waterproof skin, although some probably had feathers. Like all reptiles, dinosaurs reproduced by laying eggs. Scientists believe these had hard shells like modern birds' eggs, not leathery shells like those of lizards and turtles. Dinosaurs appeared on Earth about 230 million years ago. They became the dominant animals on land and remained so until they died out, suddenly and mysteriously, 65 million years ago. In all, the dinosaurs dominated Earth's dry land for 165 million years, an incredible length of time, especially when you consider that modern humans have been around for less than a million years. Dinosaurs are one of the most successful groups of animals that have ever lived. Why were they so successful? Part of the answer is to do with their leg structure, specifically how the legs were attached to the body, which affected their posture. The legs of modern reptiles, such as lizards, crocodiles and turtles, splay out sideways, which makes them waddle awkwardly. In contrast, dinosaurs' legs were tucked under their bodies, like the legs of modern mammals. This gave dinosaurs an upright posture, which made them speedy and nimble. It also meant their legs could carry more weight, so that they could become larger than any other reptile that lived on land. Size was indeed one of the most remarkable things about the dinosaurs. Many species were as tall as a house and weighed over a ton. The very largest were as long as several buses parked one behind the other and weighed as much as 16 African elephants. These enormous creatures were the very largest animals that have ever lived on land. Only the great whales are bigger and heavier than the largest dinosaurs, and their massive bodies are buoyed by the water in which they live. Dinosaurs were certainly huge compared to the group of mammals, including elephants, giraffes, horses, rodents and humans, which are said to dominate the land today. True, some dinosaurs were small, only the size of chickens, but most were larger than horses. The largest land mammal of today, the African elephant, weighs 6 tons, but most modern mammals are small. Think of shrews, mice, rats, squirrels and hedgehogs. No dinosaur was ever as small as a mouse, as far as we know. Now, dinosaurs may seem very different to ourselves. However, in terms of body structure, we have a lot more in common with them than you might think. Like humans, and indeed like all mammals, dinosaurs' bodies were supported by a skeleton on the inside, which included a skull, backbone, hip and shoulder bones, and arm and leg bones complete with toes and fingers. Many dinosaurs, but by no means all, had long necks. Like most mammals, but unlike humans, dinosaurs had a long tail extending from the body, which helped them to balance. All dinosaurs had 4 limbs, which ended in clawed hands and feet. So all dinosaurs shared a common body plan. However, they varied a lot in size and shape. Some were built like tanks with squat, heavy bodies. Others were slim and graceful. Yet others had massive bodies supported by thick legs like tree trunks with a small head.